you seen my dick?
That was a rapey record.
It was.
That's on my radio. That shit was a rapey record. Wait, different you seen my dick?
Yeah.
We used to be shaking our ass to some crazy hits.
And to that song, Loki.
He goes, nah, I'm just playing. Unless you say I can.
You know I'm a real nasty man.
No worrying, ma.
Welcome to a new episode of the new Rory and Maul podcast. I am Maul.
I am Rory. Am I Rory now?
I don't know who you are. I have no idea who you are.
I'm anonymous.
You're anonymous. We are back with a new episode for you guys. How y'all feeling?
Feel great.
Y'all look like shit. I'm going to just be honest. Everybody
really?
Looks like shit. Except Yomi, you look beautiful.
Wow.
No, it's the bucket hat. I said Yomi looks beautiful.
I know.
Y'all look like shit.
Yomi's fresh from the Rose party.
Yeah, Rome, you look a little flushed. You look like you released some stress, Yomi. What'd you do this week, Yomi?
Did you
stay at home? Always staying at home, right?
She was getting prepared for the Rose party.
Yeah, she came for the Rose Bowl.
It is the Rose Bowl.
Romy said she want a full tank when she goes to the Rose Bowl. She's not releasing nothing. I'm gonna have a full tank when I get down to Atlanta.
She's the Pete Carroll of the Rose Bowl.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
So what's going on? How was your week?
USC. Never
mind. That's
USC. How was your week? Well, how was your week? Where you was in LA for a few days?
I was in LA. I have not been to the West Coast since I think our live show. I want to say.
Wow.
When was the show in LA? December?
November.
November.
December, yeah. Right?
Yeah, no, sorry.
November.
Oh, December?
December 11th.
Oh, oops.
Boston was the 18th.
There you go. That was last
Boston one. Was after LA. Boston was the last show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was out. Quick trip in and out. Went to go shoot the visualizer for the next record I have with the other guy that did a joint album with Jay-Z that's not Kanye.
Hey.
Right.
So that'll be the 17th. Shot a really creepy visualizer. Mm-hmm. Raven directed it. I'm really excited about it.
So dope.
That'll be March 17th. But yes, I was out there. I brought Baze. First time ever flying.
All right.
And I should have fucking...
Look at her. Still drugged up. Laying down, eyes open. Gave her some puppy melatonin.
And of course, you know, I don't think things through at all. Naturally. So I should have done like a Charlotte flight with her first. Like a New York to LA
right
flight.
In the fire. You put her right in a 5.5 hour fire.
Next to J.R. Smith.
Yeah. Damn, Baze.
So Baze took the drug. She actually did really, really good. Everyone on the plane was like, oh, this makes me want to get a dog. I'm like, relax. She's high. Like she's
she
a lunatic
no idea
all the
she's
time.
Right
like, she's so well behaved. No, she's high as fuck right now.
She's drugged.
But she was the celebrity on a flight with Victor Cruz, J.R. Smith, 88 Keys. And she was the star.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I was standing at baggage claim, and I'm sorry for name dropping.
But I'm about to say, I got to get a vacuum.
Yeah, it was the four of us waiting for our bags, and a podcast fan came up and said, this is the strangest four people I've ever seen standing together. Love the show.
That is a random bunch.
The fact that of the four of them, he was a fan of you. It's pretty fun,
wow.
too.
Wait, I think maybe he was I think he was probably the most comfortable to approach me rather than J.R. Smith, Victor Cruz, and 88 Keys.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to approach like the brothers.
Oh, wow.
You got to approach the white boy first.
Well, what nationality was the fan?
He was racially ambiguous. He looked like he was from Patterson. Like, you don't really know if he's Spanish. You don't really know if he's white. You don't really know if.
Oh, so he was Julian.
Yeah, I was going to say that was Julian.
Yeah.
Lighter. He was like, Eden and Julian mix. Like, in the middle here.
Our love child.
Oh, okay. Our love child. Fist and y'all fist bumped on it. Y'all, what's wrong with y'all?
At least we didn't cock bump.
It's nasty.
Uh-huh. But Babe's got her full LA experience. Like, I'm going to keep name dropping. By accident, she met Masego at a vegan cafe.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yo, what were you doing at a vegan cafe?
Well, I was meeting up with
Channel
Jesse Boykins and Masego and Mello X.
Is there anywhere for me to stand over here sitting with his name's everywhere?
He's making up for my SNL.
Then shortly after, because I didn't eat anything at the vegan spot because, you know, I'm not gay.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the pizza spot down the block, and you can keep that. I don't mind. I went down to the pizza spot, and me and Baze had a romantic lunch, and Schoolboy Q came in.
Jesus Christ.
So Baze was just...
It's no.
She just met everybody. Then that night, we went to Hit Boy's studio.
Oh, my God. We had 12 names. We're not even 12 minutes into the episode.
Yo, L.A. is fucking weird, man.
No, L.A. is not weird. You're weird from seeing all these people in L.A. in the first 10 minutes of being there.
None of it was planned, to be quite honest.
That's what they all said.
That's
say.
Such a Rory line.
Girl saying, then we ended up at Aubrey's. Who was Aubrey?
Aubrey.
Drake.
What?
That's how girls sound. Like, we ended up at Aubrey's. Who is Aubrey?
Yeah. I was in a stew with Kenny. Kenny. Yeah. Kendrick Lamar, yeah. You guys.
Yeah. You call him Kendrick. I call him Kenny. Karate Kung Fu Kenny.
I call him Ken.
Yeah, like, Kung Fu Kenny.
Calling Kendrick Ken would be hilarious.
Ken. Like, cut it out.
But no, it really was by accident. I did actually want to go meet Jesse for lunch. And then all those series of events happened afterwards. And I was like, oh, Baze is getting her full L.A. OG experience.
Like a little thotty.
Yeah.
First time in L.A.
But no, she enjoyed it. She liked real grass. Well, of course, there's dogs everywhere.
So I miss L.A., man. I feel like I need a L.A. fix.
We should
like
go.
If I go two, three months without being in L.A., it's a problem. I'm like, I got to get back for a couple of days.
L.A. Mall is so different.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
What's L.A. Mall like?
We don't see you.
Yeah.
Y'all don't see me. Yeah. Y'all don't see me in New York unless we record.
No, I'm still even more absent.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
The even when we have to record in L.A.
Yeah.
No. Y'all see
L.A. Mall's on a different schedule.
Way different
schedule. No, y'all see me just the same as y'all see me here.
The time change for L.A. Mall is even worse.
When you have to see me in L.A., y'all see me. When you have to see me in New York, y'all see me.
It's brief.
And y'all see me when y'all not supposed to see me in L.A., just like I saw you when I wasn't supposed to see you.
Ah, relax. Okay,
I'm just saying, right?
Why it's different is any other city, we see you the whole time.
That's not true.
When we're on the road, yes, we see you.
No, you don't.
In Charlotte, I don't think we spend any time not together. We were together the entire time.
Or Dallas, or Houston, or London, or
yeah, but I only saw the rest of the guys in Charlotte when we was at the show.
Maul kind of did disappear in London too.
No, he didn't.
For like one night.
How? Look, you feel like one night I disappeared? Like, I just disappear on y'all, right? Just
a little bit.
I mean, yeah, you did make us go to a strip club and then you disappeared and left me with the bill.
I came back 20 minutes later. I forgot my ID.
I came back in
20 minutes. Like, I didn't think it was going to be a big like deal, honestly.
I had 15 women looking at me when they asked who's paying. I was like, where's Maul?
So don't do that.
This is his idea.
I left. I went back to the hotel, came back in 20 minutes. I did not leave y'all there. I told y'all, go inside. I'll be right back. But we shouldn't have went there if we're talking about that party again. That was terrible.
For sure.
That was awful.
That was one of the worst parties.
Great meme of Rory, though.
Got a great meme out of it.
We did.
Yeah. Definitely got a great meme out of it.
First time I posted since that meme.
Wow.
It was in L.A.
Welcome back to the gram.
I'm back on Instagram, and I got cursed out because of it. Usually, it's from a significant other that curses me out when it comes to Instagram things. Mm-hmm. But my guy, even though he doesn't think he's my guy anymore, my guy Hitmaker, a.k.a. Young Berg, AK, one of the biggest producers currently out right now.
For sure.
You see, I'm trying to clean up.
Yep. Got the Windex and everything.
So I was at Hit-Boy studio and the Hot 97 clip had came out of Berg and Jim Jones, who have a project coming out. Shout out to Jimmy. They were just talking about producers. And I think Ebro had brought up just hit make a Hit-Boy, like that whole thing, same generation. Mm-hmm. And Berg had made a comment in a joking sense, I suppose, of saying he's not on the radio, this and that.
That Hit-Boy's not on the radio?
Yeah. That he makes boom bap and he's not really on the radio. And that Berg is on the radio.
What are you talking about right now? He's not on the radio?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh.
I mean, watch the clip.
Yeah.
So I was sitting there with Hit-Boy and he played me a record that was replying to the clip that had just came out. Mm. So I posted it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Hit-Boy's version, I guess you could call it his control. He called out Southside, he called out Metro Boomin, he called out Mustard, and just said, I'm better than y'all.
I got cursed the fuck out. I respect when because at the end of the day, hip-hop is a competitive art.
Yes.
So I respect when it's, Hit-Boy doesn't have beef with Hitmaker.
No.
Like, Hit-Boy is
nor
not
do
that.
I. Yeah, Berg. Like, nobody, I love you to death.
Yeah, nobody is that. Nobody is thinking that it's a beef. But I do like when...
And I apologize that you took it that way, but this was just healthy competition that I thought was cool.
Yeah, it's like if you're going to say something and then Hit-Boy decides to make a record and respond back, I respect that. I mean, it's hip-hop, man. It's all competitive. It's, you know, if you say something about somebody, they respond back on wax. That's supposed to be, that's part of the art. That's part of, you know what I mean? That's the shit I like about the art. I like for people to be competitive. You know, I don't think that it has to be something that's taken personal or feel like, oh, he don't fuck with me, I don't like him. Like, that's when we get into like different, we turn it into something else. Now, Hitmaker is allowed, you know, and shout out Berg, that's my guy. He's allowed to feel the type of way about the bars if he wants to. But at the end of the day, like, yo, it's just, It's hip hop, man.
And he's allowed to feel a way that I posted it. I think he took it a little more personal than I anticipated him to take it. I really thought it was going to be a good moment too, because they have an album coming out, and I'm not saying they need promo from me, but they have an album coming out. You said a comment that stirred up a bunch of conversation about producers.
Yeah.
And then Hit-Boy, who also raps, rapped. And didn't just make it a you thing. He he called out every other producer.
Yeah, I don't think you need to apologize, honestly.
Though. Well, no, that's I really consider Berg, like I know but we can joke on Reddit and shit, like family, like Berg, I've known him for a while. That's a good dude. I really like him. If he feels the way he's allowed to.
Exactly.
And I apologize for on a friend level. Now, from a hip hop level, I thought it was fine.
Yeah, fuck that. You stirred up the pot even more. Hell yeah. That's hip hop.
What is that elbow you just did?
That's how I stirred up the pot. That's when I'm cheering.
Look like you're making Sun Culture.
Berg did try when he was I wouldn't call it a curse out, but when Berg was aggressively telling me how upset he was at me about posting that, which again he's allowed to feel that way. He did say to call you so you could tell me how bad my morals are and
your morals?
And you would put it in perspective for me. So I'm asking if you can do that now on camera.
Yeah. Please.
I think your morals were definitely out of whack.
Okay.
Call a clout chaser.
You're a clout chaser.
You're a fool.
You vulture. You vulture the culture.
Yeah. He added you on Twitter and called me a culture vulture.
I just saw it like an hour ago. I was like, I gotta retweet that. I was like, what just happened? Like, I was like, what happened? You told me what happened. Again, I understand Berg feeling the way. I get it.
Once he started explaining to me and with the trick part, I did feel bad, and because that's more of a personal situation. I was careless in thinking that wouldn't affect him, because I've seen Berg joke about that, like, and how far past he is from that entire thing. So, which again, I'm not allowed to decide if that still affects him, but I just thought it did. Thought it was fine.
I just like to keep things in perspective. Now, I understand if somebody hears their name and hears things attached to hearing their name that they may say is, oh, you know, that's a little too much, a little too personal. I get it. I understand. But I mean, I just grew up different. I grew up with my friends. You know, you come outside with a whack outfit on, your friends, they talk about you to the point you want to go upstairs and change your clothes.
Yeah.
I didn't want to fight my friends. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to, like, it's like, okay, I'm going to make sure I'm fresh tomorrow. So now when you come outside and you're not fresh, that's my lick back. Now I'm snapping on you. That's just, to me, that's part of just being in the culture. Like, I don't think that we have to take things so serious. We have to be offended by things. You know, if that's the case, like you said, Berg and Jim has an album coming out. Boom, also, let's put some bars on there.
Berg can rap.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So let's keep it that. Let's keep it hip hop. If you got something to say, go back. But it's because it's personal and he feels like you're a friend. He calls you a friend and he felt like, you know, you kind of like, fanned the flame a little bit.
Yes.
Like you added smoke to it. You put some charcoal in that pit.
I did.
You know, and understandably so. So you got to stand on that. You got to accept that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I don't think that you meant to, make any type of disrespect towards
chasing.
I don't think it. I don't think it was that.
I just like hip hop.
Yeah. I don't think it was that serious. But I do understand Berg feeling a way about you posting that clip, and especially with the shots that Hit-Boy sent at him. I thought it sounded good though, and I do like the fact that Hit-Boy is doing that, because I do feel like quietly behind the scenes, a lot of producers feel a way about Hit-Boy. I think that a lot of producers, because it is competitive. You know, other producers are producing records, and Hit-Boy is the guy right now. He's got a Grammy with Nas. You know what I'm saying? He's got songs with Beyonce. He's got all these hits. He's got songs with Kanye. And, like, he's been doing it. Hit-Boy, and I called it. I said Hit-Boy is by far the most versatile producer in hip-hop. Like, I don't even think it's close. So I do understand how other producers may feel behind the scenes in the studio towards Hit-Boy. So if, he's putting out a record addressing it, that's because he feels that too.
Yeah.
He feels that it's other producers that are low key in the studio, like, you know, feeling some type of way about all the success he's having, all the records he's producing. Excuse me. But I don't want it to become a thing where it's personal and it turns into anything other than hip hop and just competitive nature.
Well,
yeah.
As much as it appeared to people that I was fully co-signing everything Hit-Boy was saying, I did disagree with some of what he was saying. Mustard is not as versatile as Hit-Boy, but if you've seen the growth of Mustard, he has changed drastically.
Yeah,
he is versatile now. Like, that I didn't agree with. Also, I told Hit-Boy, I was like, don't start this co-producer shit, because a lot of producers need co-producers. Mm-hmm. And I don't want all these producers to try to start doing everything themselves.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't try to make that a stat in that regard, because I think it's bad for music. Mm-hmm. I think there should be more co-producers.
Yeah.
This should be more collaborative. Yeah. But I mean, he's rapping. I get his type of position there. Like, all right, I can do this by myself. You guys need a million other people.
Right.
But that's fine, in my opinion. Don't make that a thing.
As long as it sounds good.
Like, remember when Hov made it cool to not write your rhymes down?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wish more rappers would write their rhymes
down. Yeah, and they should. Like, you should write down what you're trying to say, sir.
Yeah, that became a thing. Like, nah, one take, I don't even write. Like, nah, you should write, though, and, like, do a couple more takes.
Yeah, yeah. Take your time. Take your time with the go home, sit with it, you know what I mean?
It's Pro Tools now. Yeah, yeah, like, you don't even need tape.
Take your time. Don't rush into this record. Take your time.
It's infinity.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, I thought it was healthy. I look forward to that full record coming out. And I don't think I'm spoiling it. So that's Hit-Boy's rapping on an Alchemist beat. And the song starts with Alchemist rapping on a Hit-Boy beat.
Ooh. Fire.
So, and I said, Al may need to change his verse now so he can start dissing people. Because he's not dissing anyone in his verse.
Yeah, Al ain't going to diss nobody. Al's the total opposite. But, yo, Berg, listen, man, we love you.
Yes.
I think I speak for Rory when I say, listen, man, it's just hip-hop.
I apologize.
I do agree that Rory is vulturing the culture, though.
Mm. That is true.
That part is true. But nah, I can't even say that because you're on record saying that you're a visitor in the culture. And I'm saying I don't feel like you're a visitor. But either way, I thought that was funny that Bird called you a culture vulture. And then put my name. That's why I saw. I was like, whoa, what's going on here? Like, ask them all. I was like, I don't know what just happened. I had to go look at the video.
I think he called me a culture vulture and said, Maul doesn't respect you.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, Maul can't respect you. I was like, oh my. What? I didn't know what was going on. And until I saw that, I had to go back and watch the video because you posted that video kind of late. Well, our time.
Yeah. I mean, we were in this year.
You were in LA. So I saw the video. I said, oh, this is what Berg is mad at. And then you told me you had a conversation and shit. But Berg, we love you, man. And I'm definitely looking forward to the album with you and Jim because I heard some joints a few years ago in the studio. And I know that they added some shit to the records that I did here. So love the Berg.
Well, I'll also say, and we can close this, I promise. I am only nervous because Jimmy texts me LOL, and I don't know if it was really laugh out loud or I'm going to fucking kill you. Because you know LOL can mean a million things.
That was another one,
no
right?
Context is LOL.
You know what LOL means from Jim?
What does that mean?
Look out, lad.
He's going to pull up on
Happy
you.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Look out, lad. You're a proper lad.
I used to not have beef with anybody. I used to be fine walking through LA without not being nervous at all.
Uh-huh.
Now I just feel like fucking Chris Brown is going to do a backflip on my face.
Can't go to LA because Chris Brown's going to kick your ass. You can't go to Miami because Ross is going to kick your ass.
I would lose that fight.
Can't go to Harlem because Jim is going to kick your ass. And then you can't go to Miami twice because that's Berg is Miami.
Well, Jesse Boykins did tell me at lunch that he was moving to Miami.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
So maybe I'll have some muscle.
Oh, man.
You'll have something on
a neo soul singer?
Yeah, that's your muscle in my hand.
Who wears yoga pants at a vegan spot?
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Gotta love hip hop.
Yeah. How was everyone else this weekend?
Well, Julie and I were supposed to go to the Knick game. What was that? Monday? Tuesday? Tuesday, right?
Tuesday.
By the time Julius had hit me back and sent me some tickets, like I think Julius was texting me like from the bench. It was like 7:20. I was like, is this the game at 7:30? Like,
yeah, that was Maul texted me and he goes, hey, Julius about to hit me back. I was like, tip off's in 10 minutes. And then 5 minutes later, Maul sends me the tickets. I was like, oh, he's like on his phone.
Yeah.
On the court.
So Julius, he sent me.
Where is his assistant?
I think Julius got, I think I'm texting his burner phone.
Probably.
I don't think I have like his phone. I got to talk to him about
that. That's the other phone.
Because he always answers me like 12 hours later. Unless like he hits me first and then like he needs me to do something for him. Then it's like back and forth, like tennis. We text him, right? But if I hit him like out the blue, it's like a 12-hour window.
I mean.
Because I hit him Monday night. I was like, yo, like I'm trying to come to the game tomorrow. If y'all get 10 in a row, this is, you know what I mean, kind of a milestone for Nick. For New York, period. The Knicks winning 10 in a row is a milestone. That doesn't happen.
Could have been.
He didn't hit me back until like 6:50. Mm. The game was at 7:30. I was like, bro, the game is at 7:30. But he sent me the tickets. I wasn't able to go because by the time I would have got there, it would have been third quarter.
Yeah.
Sent them to Julian, and Julian went to the game, and I think that's why they lost. You're the mush.
I kind of think so too.
He's the mush.
Did you bring a young harlot?
I brought my buddy Rich.
Oh,
a young harlot.
You and Rich are the mush.
The Bill Clinton guy.
Yeah, y'all wasn't. Hey, y'all, see, y'all, if y'all wasn't there, I feel like they would have won the game.
Yeah.
If you brought the energy. I did have people DMing me, like, y'all, that's fucked up. You should have stayed home. I'm like, what? Like, what does this have to do with
that? Yeah, you should have stayed home. It wasn't me. I didn't go.
There's one common denominator here.
You put it like that. Yeah, it wasn't the 18,000 other people.
No.
Yeah,
no,
right.
Man. It was you, man. They was winning until you got to the game, now that I think about
bullshit,
it.
No.
As soon as you walked in.
They were winning until there were 2 minutes left in the game. And then I was joking and laughing. And then once the horn is tied it with 2 minutes left, I was like, oh, shit, we're going to lose. We were kicking the shit out of them
and that's just in Knick fashion, man. Whenever the Knicks got to be up by 30-something for me to feel comfortable. Even then, I'm like, how much time is it? I'm looking at the clock.
We were consistently up 20. Yeah. And it was just, that was really frustrating. And it was like, what's his name that no one likes? The Gordon Hayward was the one. Yeah. All the buckets.
Kelly Oubre had a good game.
I was just like, this is not fun to watch.
They shouldn't have lost that game. Not without LaMelo Ball. But either way, shout out to the Knicks. They won a 9-game winning streak. Nice. Believe they're fifth in the East.
They are. I take back my take, by the way. We can beat the Celtics in a series.
I tried to tell, bro, I told y'all, the Knicks are going to the Eastern. We're not going to talk about sports this early, but the Knicks, I have them going to the Eastern Conference Finals. I really think this is their year. I think a healthy Jalen Brunson. And with that team, I don't think a lot of teams could beat the Knicks in 7 games in the East. The East is still kind of like, I like teams, but nobody's like, the Philly and Boston are the only ones, and I think they can beat Boston.
Yeah, we just got to keep them at a little sister.
Oh, yeah, then we ain't gotta worry about that. Keep them out of the club. They'll be all right.
Nah, actual little sister.
That little sister.
Can we get Yomi and Mike just so we can close this weekend recap? Because there is a bit of an issue between Yomi and I. Like, she really came into the crib today like shit was sweet.
Yeah, like y'all ain't have beef?
What's the beef, Rory?
So Yomi went to the SZA show on, what was that, Sunday?
Yeah, it was Sunday.
Sunday night.
Thank How you was it? For the tickets, by the way. It was
no
fantastic.
Problem.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was amazing. She,
her set looked
she
great.
She bodied it. Like, it was beautiful.
Her set looked great.
Yomi's kind of a savage on the low. I don't know if it crosses lines as far as, like, work relationships or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But Yomi did send a young lady back to me, back home, drunk as fuck, talking about how much she loved Yomi. She's like, Yomi is just like the best. I'm like, yo, if you want to fuck Yomi, just say it.
That sounds like hate, right?
No, Rory was like,
no, it was hate.
Because that's like,
no, that wasn't
she came, that's like, if, she came that's like back if your girl be like, fuck. Yo, I love your friend, Rory. He's such a, I'm like, yo, you want to suck him off? Just go ahead and do that.
Like, I thought y'all was at a concert listening to music. Like, you was in her ear the whole time. She could not stop raving about how amazing
the
you were. And you
in
sent
the
her.
Oh, that's
what. Y'all had a Damaris sandwich?
No, Damaris.
Sure.
Oh, Damaris is in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was it like telephone? Or was like just your image. Aura just made?
It was the aura.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. The aura. Yeah, Yomi had on a little fit. You saw how Yomi was dressed the other day? That's how you give it up for SZA?
You can see her full outfit on Patreon.
Like, how would you feel?
Damn. I forgot about that.
How would you
that.
Feel if your girl went
Someone
out with Damaris?
Up.
Or just any one of your female friends, and she just came back drunk as fuck.
Yeah,
just raving about how amazing, like way later than she was supposed to come home to.
You know what it is? Like, now you got
to
watch.
I had a flight to catch.
You got to watch them moving forward. Like, if they have random like girls nights.
Yeah, why are they hanging out?
Yeah, it's like, all right, hold on. We're not doing the random, like SZA's gone. She's not in New York no more. The tour has moved on. Like, we're not going to just have random girl nights.
I got invited to her birthday party, so.
Wow.
I didn't even know she was having a birthday party.
Yeah, and that's on you.
Oh, SZA's birthday party?
Yomi's going to need the card.
Young
again.
Lady.
Oh. And you didn't know about it?
No.
All right. Now, wait. Now this is the whole, well, right.
Yomi,
this is the whole different
Yomi, that
thing
means
now.
You have to pay for the birthday dinner.
Nah,
that's your girl now.
Who said I was going?
Who said I? Oh, so Yomi said she don't know if she's going. She like, I don't even know if I can make it.
That's how she, I get it now.
Yeah,
you have
Yomi
to keep
like
guessing.
Me.
Yeah, yeah,
Yomi like me. She like me. Like, yo, I don't even know
have
if I'm going to be able to make
it. Weeks
that.
Like, oh, is Yomi going to come or not?
Nah, I ain't going to be there. I got something to do.
But yes, I even said in the group chat, like, I had to ask, did you beat? Because there was a gap in time between, like, the show and home.
Mm.
Like, there was some unaccounted
Did
time.
Did you ask her?
Rory looked
at
the clock.
Yeah, she couldn't stop talking about how amazing you were. I was like, damn, Yomi must have beat.
Yomi Riz is crazy.
And Yomi probably wasn't even doing nothing. Like, she probably was just standing there. And every time Shorty turned around, Yomi was staring at her.
Yeah.
Like this. But then she told him about scissors floating through the garden. Scissors floating through it. Was it at the garden or Barclays?
Garden.
Scissors floating through the garden. And every time she turned around, Yomi was right there. Like
just her eyes.
She looks great, doesn't she? You're not even looking at her.
Peeking out the bucket. Peeking out the bucket. Hat.
She looks great, doesn't she? She's killing it.
And she was already in a vulnerable like position because it's SZA.
Yeah.
And she is gonna sing along. I think I was getting updates from either you or Damaris where she was screaming, I gave it all to a loser, now I'm a loser. Like she was hitting all the bars. Ooh. She was in a very
was those Sublimes?
I think they were directs.
Direct.
I think they were very direct.
Oh man.
And then fucking Yomi sweeps in at the vulnerable time and just takes her from me.
Yomi, you watched her walk in the house? You made sure she got in the house safe?
No.
Yomi's like me. Yo, we just alike. I don't never watch a movie.
That Rory's saying she did.
Did you wear my Lululemon backpack?
Yeah, ew. For sure. All right.
Definitely.
Okay. She did sing that part extra loud.
She did, right?
Yeah.
She put some sauce on it.
Mm-hmm. Nah, it's just like a popular bar.
See, Yomi not even paying attention to SZA's vocals. She's paying attention to how she's
singing. Nah, but Damaris was in the middle. I heard that.
All the videos that got sent to the group, you see Yomi in the back like creeping like,
Damaris be acting like she going through so much. But then be trying to act like she's so gangster.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, cut it out. You hurting. You over there ready to cry at SZA's concert. But it did look great, though. The show looked great. I saw a lot of people that I knew that was there. SZA's killing it, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, she's really, like, she's turning to... we always knew, being from New York, you would see SZA at live shows and open mics and shit like that for years. To see SZA what she is today... it's just dope, man. Like, because she's always been talented. She's always been, you know, just super ill, super cool person. And to see her at the Garden doing what she's doing with that production and everything and seeing so many people there supporting her, singing every song, like, that's just fire to me. So shout out to SZA. I think she was in Atlanta last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw the dress that she wore to the show. I think, I don't know if she wore that on stage, but.
I mean, Yomi, I know
you're ready to go to the next show. I'm not going to lie.
Yomi, I know, obviously. The specific one you were looking at and dealing with, but were they in there? Like, did SZA bring them out?
I mean, not really.
Really?
No, it was like the crowd.
That's what I'm saying. I know she was distracted.
Her prize was there.
The crowd was really young.
Interesting.
Like little babies. Like really young, crowd.
I seen. I think Damaris tweeted that. Like, I can't believe how many young people were here. Like the power of TikTok is crazy.
That's dope though.
But wait, I think that's fire though.
Is there like a big TikTok moment for SZA or like a song that?
Yeah, like Blind.
Okay,
yeah,
that's a TikTok thing.
Yeah.
Was Northwest there? She's really into TikTok.
I'm sure she was in the building.
Listen, man, everything Kanye said, it's look like it's happening.
How do you guys feel about that?
I didn't. I took that video and I put it in the chat and I said I didn't like it. Only because first of all, y'all know I feel like Ice Spice. I'm rooting for anybody from the Bronx. Love it.
No, but shit on her. It's cool.
But the only thing is, Ice Spice will be categorized as what we call, quote unquote, I think the girls call a pussy rapper, correct?
Is she a pussy rapper? I wouldn't put Ice Spice in
her signature move is bending over and slapping her
signature bars, that nigga's a munch. He ate it for lunch. Like,
but she went like a different angle. She's not suggesting like how wet it was. She's more so like, saying it was a meal for
he's munching that pussy.
Yeah,
I mean, listen, I thought the girls referred to Ice Spice as a pussy rap, or they call it what it was, pussy rap.
I don't think she has enough songs out yet to determine that, because even the other joint with Eden's favorite artist, the Boys of Liar shit, I don't think is pussy rap.
Oh my gosh, that's Pink Panther.
Is it?
Love her.
I guess pull up Ice Spice's verse.
I can't tell you.
I just wouldn't think that song would be in like the pussy rap category, but she might be talking about
that verse. Is definitely. Yeah.
But I mean,
she's getting
in the video, in the North video, like I put in chat, you know, it's the lyrics, and then she turns around and kind of like, you know, has her, I'm gonna say her back. It's a little girl. I'm not gonna, you know, she had her back to the camera.
She's like 20 something.
As a dad, I wouldn't want that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't want that. You know what I mean? But it's funny though, because I'm on here saying it, Ice Spice, I know the kids are gonna like her because of her look. She looked like she can be an emoji. She looked like she can be a character.
We all loved Annie.
Yeah, we love that. She has the whole Annie look going on. She's like the hood Annie. But at the end of the day, as a dad, I'm just thinking about what Kanye said and why he wouldn't want his daughter on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's for things like this. You know what I mean? I don't think that he would want his daughter reciting these lyrics, doing these dances, because it's a sick world we live in.
I
know
that.
It's a sick fucking world that we live in. And as a dad, your job is to protect your family from and keep, you know, keep them from a lot of harm coming their way and keep a lot of fucking weird motherfuckers away from them. So
all I'm saying is China would never.
China would never.
Oh yeah, no, no.
They wouldn't allow this.
No, no, no. They definitely wouldn't allow this.
I thought you meant Black China.
No, she would.
Is that an entendre with a Kardashian?
Yeah, she would have been in the, she would have been in
that's
the video.
I was like, China?
Oh. She was like, no, got it wrong. Do it again.
China.
With Rob?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So yeah, I just felt like, you know, this was this is what Kanye was trying to avoid when he said he didn't want his daughter on TikTok, was viral videos and moments and you know, reenacting songs like this.
Yeah.
And as that, and we just talking about not just Kanye as a dad,
right,
of a young girl, yeah, you know, of a young girl, a daughter. You just don't want certain, you know, things on the internet of your daughter doing.
I think it's like, who's saving? There's like this thing going on about how young girls in videos, you know, people can save videos like on Instagram as well as TikTok.
Yeah.
People are, I don't know,
saving
validity
the video
to it or what the angle is, but there's this whole narrative that people that are saving these videos are like the creepy guys that are just interested.
I could see that
girls,
though.
Which is probably some of it, yeah, for sure. So like for that part of it as well, like I have a niece that's 9 years old. She's probably around the same age as North. Like I can't even fathom if she were to do stuff like this, I'd be like
listen, I have nieces that are over 24, 5 years old. And when I see their Instagrams and I see when they're on vacation wearing bikinis and stuff, just as an uncle.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yo, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just it's like, yo, weird. Like, it's I'm about to kill weird every dude in their comments. And it's like, yo, your niece is 25.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, she's a college graduate. She has a job. Like, she's a grown woman. Mm. That's just me as an uncle. Like, nah, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
So as a dad and your daughter's 10, 11, 12 years old, I can only imagine, you know, how certain things you just don't want to see your daughter on the internet doing.
Yeah. But it's only going to get worse.
Yes.
Like, and you say you want to have kids. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad.
They're going to be like grown eventually.
Mm-hmm. There is kind of no avoiding some of this.
Right.
And this isn't...
Because then you have to be the controlling parent too. Like, what is the middle ground there?
Yeah, but you have to be a controlling parent until a certain age. Like, you know, after a while, you think that you've instilled enough in your kids to where they just know what decisions to make and they know how to, you know, conduct and carry themselves when they go out in the world as young adults. But as a kid, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old, like you have... That's when you're supposed to be as difficult and as, you know, as hard as a parent as you can be, because we do know that this world is sick. There are people online that, you know, are trying to bring harm to children, mm-hmm, and things like that. Like, we don't have to talk about it. We see shows, we see clips every day that go viral with people, yeah, catching predators and things like that. And, you know, it's like these people are out here. They exist. And especially when you're the kid of somebody as famous as her parents are.
Yeah,
you have a bunch of eyes on you.
But I think that's a foreign concept in the Kardashian Jenner household, is to be a private citizen. Their whole existence, their lives are a TV show. So it would be weird, say, for North to be in that household, to be around, you know, her aunts and uncles and her own mother, who's, you know, the biggest of them all celebrity wise, to just be in hiding and to not be seen. She'd be like, well, why aren't I a part of this? Mm-hmm. So I'm not faulting North at all, but it's like, also she's a product of her environment. So she's going to do what she sees her parents do. Well, including Kanye to some extent, but this is,
I don't think she should be rapping Kanye lyrics either.
She's born into the business. Like, she's a part of the
brand.
Yeah,
but we know a lot of celebrities that have kids that are born into the business.
This is different. We don't see their family as the business.
But this is okay. But this is what Kanye was trying to protect his.
I'm with Kanye, but like this stuff, this is going to happen. I don't want, like, it's going to get worse. I don't know if like worse is the correct term, but how about like for better? It's not going to stop. This is going to continue to happen. She also has the reach to draw a portrait of Ice Spice, and then the next week have her in her fucking living room dancing with her best friend wearing her chain. Like, they can get anyone they want in these videos,
like Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
And also, Kanye's a little hypocritical. I'm not saying people can't change, because, I mean, he has, but he was fully probably 50-50% as far as pushing this family shit in the beginning. Like, this attention shit was just as much his fault as it is Kim's when they were together.
I agree. It's just that level of exploitation is just kind of weird. Like, is it? It's different from
Kanye encouraged his wife to put her vagina on the internet. Like...
Different.
Double standards, but different.
I get it.
This is at the expense
of
their
daughter. I'm saying, to the point that you're saying, she's in this environment that is so forward facing, and that is the family business, is to just be everywhere. I'm saying Kanye was a full participant, if not heightened it and encouraged that stuff.
Kim
in this environment. So Kanye's getting mad at an environment that he created, which he can do. Like, yeah. You can be like, damn, I was wrong this entire time and I don't want my daughter to go through this shit. Right. For sure. Yeah. But you fully participated in this too, bro. Like, you can't just shit on Kim and say like she's the bad mom or she's the bad parent when you were fully invested in making this family business happen.
When and the idea of you guys eventually becoming fathers, is it almost like worrisome that they'd look up to the Megs and the Cardis and the Ice Spices?
It's not. I mean, it's listen. Music is entertainment.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And like I grew up, you know, listening to. I used to have, like I said, I used to have to sneak to listen to the Doggy Style album when Snoop first put that up. Like I used to have to, you know, like it was a lot of music I can only consume when I wasn't home, or we would go to one of my boys' house and we would all be in the room with the volume low, listening to it, like.
That's
so your kids are going to find this stuff. And now it's more accessible because they have smartphones. They have internet right in their palm.
Yeah.
So they're gonna see things.
Don't even need to sneak.
Yeah. Like it's hard to just completely keep your kids away from certain things. But I do understand what Kanye was saying. Like he just doesn't want his daughter to fall into this to where now she's posting these videos. And like you said, because of who her parents are, these artists will show up to her living room next week and shoot a viral video with them. So it's like, it's a real, you know, and like I said, I'm all for kids having fun. I'm all for kids, you know, listening to music and finding little parts of the song to have a dance to and just post, because that's, you know, that's just the era that in the generation that we're in.
Yeah.
But like I said, when you're doing this and you're listening to some, your daughter's listening to somebody like Ice Spice who has lyrics that you don't want your daughter reciting. Let's just be honest. Like, and then it's like certain things that Ice Spice does, turns it back to the camera, you know, shows her shape, her figure. Mm-hmm. You don't want your daughter doing that on the internet.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's just, it's tough because you have to be a parent first. Mm-hmm. You have to love your kids and protect your kids. But you also understand that, bro, they're gonna find their way to this.
Yeah. And it's actually, like the more you try to keep them from it, they're gonna want that shit even more.
So it's tough. Being a parent in this generation is not easy, especially when, like I said, her parents are who they are. It's very tough. But I understand what he was trying to protect his children from. And I think this is what it was. I don't want my kids to fall into this type of thing.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with young girls looking up to Meg or Cardi or anything. That's just where the parenting comes in, where you have to explain.
Like these are things greats, to them.
And also the positive things about, you know, Meg is a college graduate. Like she's a businesswoman. Like it's not just pussy.
Yeah.
That's where you kind of have to, all right, I know she's going to rap along to this. It kind of just is what it is. It's a generational thing. There's just themes. As long as they understand both sides of it, I think it's fine for them to look up. So like Cardi has so many businesses that are incredible.
Exactly.
Like there is positive in it. It's just sometimes pussy
the thing that
sounds better.
Scares me is there's like science behind when people get likes and like follows, all that stuff. It has the same dopamine release as drug addiction.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when a kid are this impressionable and a kid in North's position that has such a large reach, when she does a collaboration with an artist like this, sees that this gets viral, trending on Twitter, 10 times more likes than a post of just by herself, she's going to want to keep chasing that high as any shit. We're adults to have similar, you know, addictions. She's a child. She's like super impressionable. So, and I fear, and I could be wrong, but I fear that Kim, knowing as any good mother would probably want to do what makes her daughter happy, also having the reach that she has, can get more of these people in their living room, in their house, and keep feeding that addiction that can develop. And then that's when it can get a little dicey. That's what makes me nervous.
That and North becoming a rollout.
Exactly.
Because this is going to work. And it's working.
It's working. So it will continue.
It's definitely going to continue.
Ice Spice showed up for a reason.
Yeah.
Let's be very clear about that. Whoever set
that up, brilliant. Yeah.
Let's be very clear about that. She showed up and did that video for a reason. Like, she knows what that's going to do for her. Like, you know what I mean? And that's just weird in itself.
Is it?
Absolutely. Like, you know that you doing a video with this young girl, you know what it's going to do for you online?
Is it?
Absolutely.
When you have conversations with publicists and all like that, that's weird.
No, it's weird that people are now going to start trying to use North as a rollout and to get impressions.
There's other kids that are like that, though.
Yeah. Ice Spice could say, Yeah, it's clear that Northwest has been a big fan of Ice Spice.
What about child actors and stuff like that? We use them all the time.
Just to keep it in music, there's that jazz reporter who's like that little, she's a like little girl that does reporting with for artists' interviews. She did a J. Cole interview.
Yeah.
So like she did a Jay-Z one. So yeah, it's like, I'm not saying Cole and Jay-Z are using her for, obviously no, that's not how that relationship works. Yeah. But I think it's similar in the sense of like they are now, they have their own platform that they can provide to
other
people.
All of those kids, guess what? Their parents aren't Kim Kardashian and
that's
Kanye
true.
West.
Yeah, that's where it all gets dicey.
Okay. I mean, it's just unfortunate because the only time celebrities went towards kids was Make-A-Wish kids. Now it's just TikTokers.
Yeah.
There's no more cancer kids.
That's the spectrum.
They said, fuck Make-A-Wish.
Yeah. Well, whatever we're talking about doesn't matter. I can guarantee you all that Kanye is pissed off about that.
100%.
That's all I'm saying about that is that this is exactly what he was trying to...
He'll
have some To Catch a Predator bar somewhere soon.
Oh, absolutely.
Does anyone ever think about the people that do those transcripts, how creepy they are too?
100%.
Like, you know, they have an adult talk to the predator and like they go back and forth.
Yeah, they're trying to lure them in.
I know, but like what's the training for that? And like who wants to go into that field? Like, I want to talk to predators.
Do you have online dating?
I want to flirt
experience
with predators all day.
Well, see, the way you spin it is crazy.
Yeah, when the way you said that, I was like,
no, it's important. I'm glad they're doing it.
They're not saying they want to flirt with predators. They want to catch predators.
And I'm just saying it's creepy that you're really good at it.
Is that creepy or is it creepier when they book the child, the actor that's like 20 but looks like they're 12? And they're like, do you want to be the little kid that the guy wants to fuck? I'll do it. Like, you want to, I'm going to go do some laundry real quick. Like, you want to be that kid? Yeah. Who just has one insert shot of leaving the kitchen so Chris Hansen can walk in.
Yeah.
Imagine getting booked that job. Oh, I have my big acting debut.
Has to be
and
paid well.
Can you think about like yearly reviews too? Like what about the guy that's just like not good at it and they have to like sit him down like, bro, right here.
You're not catching
you should have offered the pussy
this is why you
here.
Lost him. Yeah.
And you did.
This is why we didn't catch him because right here, when you said this, he
wasn't
knew,
believable.
He knew it was a sting.
Like watching game film of like missing a predator.
It's crazy.
You said you have pubes. You're supposed to be 10. Come on.
What?
That's just crazy.
Or like, remember when you were younger, maybe your friends would help you text a girl or whatever. Like, imagine them just like around the computer, like, offer beer now.
Oh my gosh.
No, but I think
oh, yes, I'm in there.
I think the person with the manuscript is the undercover.
That's what I'm saying,
girl, right?
And they always, offer like alcohol and pussy.
But you know, women know how to trap you. You know that.
Oh, Maul, please.
I mean, well, not like that. Not like that. I don't mean... that sounded crazy. Not trap you, but like women know how to engage a guy in a conversation.
Yeah,
they know how to keep...
Well, now you're going engagement. Now we're just
going...
Oh,
my God. Oof.
No, but I mean, women just, they know how to keep you going. And they know how to say certain things that's like going to keep you texting, keep you engaged in a conversation.
What's the line that you keep going? Like, what's your hook? What works on you?
I remember a girl texted me one time, like I was like just done with the conversation and I didn't respond to like two of her messages. And she was like, I can't wait to see you so you can punish me.
Did you do that?
I would respond.
I responded, but I was like, what?
Did you send the fist emoji?
No.
But like the one that has the kaboom around it too?
The kaboom around it.
Whatever that is.
No, I didn't say, I didn't send the fist emoji, Rory. I would just, but that caused me to respond. Like, what? Like, because that, I just never received a text like that before. I was like, what do you mean? Like,
she got
so
you.
Now the conversation, I'm back engaged in the conversation. Mm. I ignored the last two, three messages. But now I'm back in. Like, what is that? What are you talking about? Like, I'm not going to punish you. Like, what is that?
Well,
who says that?
Did you punish her?
No, I did not.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Do you think, in kind of an immature way, that if there's the guy on To Catch a Predator chat rooms, his friends call him gay? Like, dude, you chat with men all day online and flirt.
No, Rory, that doesn't make you gay.
Okay. Come on, Rory.
We have to be a progressive world.
What do you think Thanksgiving's
back
like?
In 2000, you would have been gay.
Now you're a hero.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I think they are.
Yeah.
But, that's a fun Thanksgiving conversation. Like, when you have to talk to your family about your job.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were about to say when you have to come out the closet.
Well, that too. I mean, that's at Thanksgiving.
I'm sure that's not that fun.
You ever been, like, around, like, family and then somebody, like, in your family came out and then everybody was like, well,
I have a cousin that's
still in the
closet.
We've been knew you were gay, bro. That's still in the closet?
Dude, he's older than I am. We're just like, come on, dude.
Have y'all said it to him, though? Like,
we all know. I mean, he's like, not that this is like all gay guys do this, but like he's like the theater guy. He
he goes to Broadway shows.
He acts.
Oh, Well, that doesn't mean that.
When we were younger, he's like the karate. He does all the splits. Like, it's just, he's that.
I'm not going to lie, doing a split.
I'm not going to lie, dude. Like, when we were.
And listen.
Come on. In 2023,
the splits is athletic. In 2000, he's gay.
But it's
2023, so he's just athletic, all right?
I still, and so does my father, we get a pep talk before any holiday. For one of my cousin Ryan is gay. I went to the courthouse for his wedding. I went to his wedding. I love him to death. But my mom, for some reason, has to give me the pep talk. No gay jokes. Don't use the F word. I'm like, Mom, I would never fucking do that. Like, why do you keep saying that?
Your parents try to give you the conversation not to have gay jokes around your cousin. It's hilarious.
Then I get more so, like, I talk to him more than you do. I should be giving you this fucking talk.
And it's like your mom, like, she
That's
wants-
That's my man. You just see him on Thanksgiving.
I
see him often.
Yeah, like, we kick it.
I was at the wedding. Where were you?
Right, exactly. I mean, it's just, you know, you know when you have a family member or friend, somebody that's gay.
But, like, it's offensive because, actually, I guess his father would probably care.
And also, you getting these gay jokes.
Like, yeah, for yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, no, oh, yeah. No, that's
Everyone
me.
Gets
yeah.
joked out yeah. on
listen,
holidays.
Man, you getting gay jokes because I love you. Man, yeah. I love everybody. I don't care about your sexuality.
If I'm not comfortable joking enough like that with you, then that means we're probably not close.
Yeah, we're not right. cool. We're not cool. And if you my family, you definitely getting, if we related, you definitely, but you know that you're getting these jokes. Like, you can't, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's the thing. It's like, you know, the world paints it as if you joke on people because of their sexuality, it's a hurtful thing. I'm like, no, it's not.
No.
Like, if I go outside and see a random couple that I don't know and I start doing that, that's
wild.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But if my cousin walks in here and he's with his boyfriend,
what would you say?
And I start lighting them up. They know I love them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we family. You know what I'm saying? But y'all going to get these jokes. Just like if my hetero relatives walk in, they getting jokes too.
Yeah. I mean, hey, all right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like hetero jokes.
Everybody's getting these jokes.
Some classic hetero jokes.
Yeah, like which are calling them gay.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, if your cousin that's straight walks in with his girlfriend and they're matching, like, oh, y'all like gay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's that's like the meet and greet couples with the same shoes.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, yo, what type of gay? What are y'all doing? Like, and then you're looking at the dude and he wants to say it, like, I know this is so gay for me to do.
It's probably
this.
His
like,
idea.
Listen, and the first time my cousin brought his now husband, but boyfriend at the time, to, I want to say it was Thanksgiving, Christmas. My mom, the moment the boyfriend walked in, she was like, don't make any jokes. I was like, I was going to make an Indian joke, not a gay joke.
That's crazy. That's wild.
I wasn't going to make a gay joke. I was going to make an Indian joke.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, people just, it's 20, like I said, when the fact that people feel like they can't be themselves in 2023 speaks to how crazy this world is. Like, who fucking cares? I don't know. People should not care about someone's sexuality. Be happy, do whatever you want, as long as you're not touching kids or, you know, sexually abusing anybody. If it's consenting adults, it's all good.
Since we're talking about the Kardashians, we have condolences to Eden. His crush is in a relationship now with one of the Kardashians or Jenners, whichever family.
Look, I'm wearing his shirt. It doesn't mean that's my crush.
How do you feel that
it's our crushes united?
That your man has been taken from you?
Well, clearly he's not Jenner my man. Now. I mean, can I just say that I don't personally give a fuck, but Twitter has been on a super frenzy about this.
Oh, look at you trying to stay strong and pretend like you don't care.
I'm holding back tears and I don't need you to talk about it.
Listen, I thought you two were going to work out.
Holding back
but...
the tears.
Yo, this family's undefeated, man. How they scoop up Bad Bunny, too? They're undefeated.
International.
They are undefeated.
Do you guys think it's real?
I think that, I don't know about being in a relationship. I think they probably dating, hung out, went out to dinner, club, you know, whatever, that type of thing. I don't know if they're seriously in a relationship or anything like that. But, you know, I don't, stuff like this is for other people to talk about. I really don't care. I think this is just another big celebrity and a famous girl who just happens to come from one of the most famous families. And
is that a cartel member?
Right, that looks crazy.
Look at his security. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So yeah, I think they're just hanging out. I'm not gonna say they're in a relationship. I'm not gonna say that they're a couple.
Think they called the Paps?
They
notified the Paps to say they was going out.
You know, Bad Bunny doesn't have to notify anybody. Wherever he's at, they're gonna be there.
You think? What do you think their conversation's like?
Well, he speaks English.
He does.
He's not. He has a heavy accent.
Yeah.
But he can have a conversation with somebody in English for sure.
Well, what are they talking about?
Maul would know that because most of the women he's dated, English was their second language. No, so you know it's not a, you know it's possible to have a conversation.
Oh, so you linked with Kendall and were like, "Here's you gave her some tips." You were like,
"You were her Rosetta Stone."
This is how you can communicate.
This is how you talk to Bad Bunny. This is it's the Puerto Rican in him.
That is, yeah.
Yeah, you're the stone.
I'm not the stone.
And you wear stone jeans?
No,
you're the bad stone.
Ooh, Stone Island.
Yeah. Ooh.
Why you're Rosetta Stone Island.
I'm not. I'm neither of those things.
Rosetta Stone Island Jenner.
I'm just a guy that's just finding out about this. Small just Jenner? Like y'all are.
You are a Jenner, though.
Yeah, you are a Jenner.
I mean, listen, Kendall's, she's gorgeous, man. I'm not mad at Bad Bunny for wanting to just date and kiss on Kendall Jenner.
A lot of women are upset.
Probably but her too, I thought so Sunday service won't be weird.
Listen, I thought that her and Devin Booker were still dating. Mm. This is how far out the loop I am. I had no idea that her and Devin Booker weren't together anymore.
I didn't know she was dating Devin Booker.
Neither did
you
I.
You didn't know that?
He wasn't sitting courtside. I don't know any of this. So she called
him. No, but they were dating for a few years, though.
Yeah. Like she was in Phoenix chilling?
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Yeah, she's in Puerto Rico.
Wow.
Yeah, like they were dating for a while. So I didn't know that they weren't dating anymore. But yeah, this is, you know, they're just having fun.
You think Kendall Jenner started her tequila brand so she could bag Bad Bunny?
Could be it.
Listen, very calculated. Yeah, they do math over there.
818.
Yeah, they do math.
You think tequila is what it would take for Bad Bunny?
Well,
to bag?
So she's like, I understand your culture. That's what she was.
Yeah, but I think he has
they drink rum in Puerto Rico.
He's not.
Thank you,
Mexican. Julian.
Same shit.
Eden's Mexican.
It's not.
I'm not.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Look at Julian is just crazy. It's not the same. It's not the same shit. Either way, I don't care about these two kissing or humping.
But Twitter does. The women on Twitter are fucking
furious.
Yeah,
I see people were upset. A lot of women seem to be upset that Bad Bunny would be dating Kendall. They don't want him to quote unquote fall victim to that family. I don't think this is that serious. I don't yet. I think that, you know, this is just a kiss or a hug after a night of partying.
Also, like, yeah, what if they just have one night together? Like, it's not like just because they're seen kissing, why does it automatically mean they're dating?
Because in his music, he talks about like
artists ever. Like, they would not, they're purposely being seen kissing.
Of course.
Like, there's no way they just happen to catch Bad Bunny.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but it doesn't mean they're dating. You could
I don't think it's a nice dating thing. I mean, yet. I'm not ready to say it yet. I mean, one picture of them kissing.
A lot of women feel betrayed because
a lot of women are crazy.
Well, they feel like
let's just start there. Let's start right there.
Why do they feel betrayed?
Yeah, what are they betrayed? What are people betrayed about as far as Bad Bunny and who he dates? Why?
It's in the sense of that in his music, he talks about like morenitas or like just dark skinned women or thicker women, and then now he's out and about with what they would consider a candle of Kendall Jenner.
But we know, we've seen their family. They can become thick pretty easily.
Oh, like she's a tall, slim girl?
Yeah.
Let's make fun of her because she's built differently.
You know Julian was there to defend.
Here we go.
No, I'm just saying,
get your shit off.
You feel betrayed too?
Defend them.
It's just like people take, okay, first of all, why are we taking lyrics so literal? Everyone lies in every song.
So you're saying he doesn't like dark-skinned women is what you're saying?
What?
Of course he's saying that. No, Julian is saying no one likes dark-skinned women.
Based on what Eden's saying, it sounds like they're taking his lyrics as like the verse of God. Like he has to live by that.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean because he hasn't had a lyric about a woman like Kendall, that means he can't find someone like that attractive. That's absurd.
Well, Kendall, let's be very clear. Kendall's very attractive.
One of the most attractive of women.
Relax. Yeah, no, I'm with you. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
But if just because Bad Bunny talks about dating, I love morenitas. I love thick women, but you'll see me with a slim girl too. Like that doesn't mean he's only supposed to date dark skinned and thick women. Like I think that's stupid.
I guess there's expectations, but it's just
I think it's more so that people feel like that family they target certain guys of a certain status. And I think that they just didn't want Bad Bunny because he's a megastar. I think that women didn't want him to fall victim to that.
Okay.
Like, well, why would you even, you're supposed to be bigger than that. Like, this is clearly a PR move for that family.
Puerto Rican.
Like, because Bad Bunny may be bigger than Kendall. No, he is bigger than Kendall Jenner. Let's just be, I think he is. I don't know the consensus is. I think Bad Bunny is a bigger name than Kendall Jenner.
I don't know. In different ways.
They're in different worlds, in my opinion.
Like, Kendall's not
like, she's not going to sell out a stadium. Arena. But,
yeah.
We all know when you're a Latin megastar, you know how many Latin countries are in the world?
Yeah.
Like, Bad Bunny is a bigger name than Kendall Jenner.
Internationally,
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about in America. I'm talking about in the world. Bad Bunny is a bigger name than Kendall Jenner.
I mean, Kendall Jenner was part of Firefest, though, and that was international. She like, she was that. The one that
she
started the rollout. She posted that orange
she's
tile.
She's actually responsible for selling all of those tickets.
That is true.
People thought Kendall was going to be in a bikini.
Thought Bad Bunny can move tickets.
Oh, no, Kendall can move
tickets.
Clearly, she can move some tickets. But either way, this is stupid. People are upset about dumb shit once again.
I just think China has a point. That's all I'm saying.
No, they do have
Black
a point.
Black China?
Her too. I know. She had a point. I know. She definitely had a point.
Actually, speaking of Black China and Tiger, right? Right, guys?
Yeah, Tiger and Avril, they're dating. Yeah, everybody, listen, bro. It's the year of the relationship.
I just don't know what you guys want from me right now.
It's the year of the relationship.
It's the year of the relationship.
It's the year of the relationship.
Shut the fuck up.
Look what's happening. It's
the year of the relationship.
It's March, everybody's in a relationship.
This is the first time like relationships have been a thing.
Did Tyga have a lyric about loving white women that sing, though? Because let's clarify that before we validate their relationship.
You will just not let it go.
Yeah, you don't want to let it go.
Holy shit.
It's fine. Get your prep.
My God.
Jesus.
You are pissed. All the white women are being taken from you. Look at you. He's like, why is that Moreno with that white woman?
Wow, you are like a Southern father.
Yeah. you're from the Bible Belt for sure. Like
Bible Belt.
This is all
our white women are being taken.
Yeah, you're taking all the white women. Keep your goddamn brown hands off the white women.
Jesus Christ.
He called Bad Bunny's hands brown.
I didn't.
Have you seen Bad
Taking
Bunny
our jobs
before?
And our women.
Taking all our air, our food. Yeah, but Tyga and Avril are...
if that wall would have went up, we could have kept him out.
Yeah. Oh, he's definitely... You know he feels that way. He wants that wall to go up right now. Yeah, Avril...
That's you.
I do. Of course, I want the wall to go up.
Julian wants the wall for the other side to trap the white women in rather than let the Mexicans on this side.
Well, if you want to do that, just put a Whole Foods on the border and they won't go to the other side.
Yeah. Avril Lavigne and Tyga... have confirmed, Rory, their relationship.
Thank God.
They confirmed.
Thank God there's no doubt.
No, it's no doubt. This is not like Bad Bunny and Kendall. Been confirmed. Tyga and Avril are a couple.
Yeah.
They are together. And there was a girl on Instagram, TikTok. She made a video connecting the whole Kendall Jenner, Kylie, Kim, Chloe, Tristan, Tyga, Avril Lavigne tree.
It was just the LA family tree. That's all it was.
But she's weird for having all of that data.
She's sicker than that family tree.
Yeah, I don't know how that young lady was able to connect. But I'm, you know why I'm whack? Because I'm calling her crazy. And I'm thankful that she did this because I had no idea. This was information that she's given me. And now I feel like I can be productive in life because I have the Tyga, Avril,
and she showed
Kardashian,
versatility.
Jenner.
Like, she knows Tyga's dating
this
history, plus who Travis Barker's prodigy is.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And who signed the track.
She was like, this is his, his mentee. I'm like,
she knows when Avril's album's coming out. She broke this down. This was an interesting tree, if you want to call it. It looks more like
a house.
A play from... John Madden's playbook.
But that's Ask Madden.
Yeah, this is John Madden. This is how he.
What was the play in the Little Giants?
The annexation of Puerto Rico.
This is the annexation of Puerto Rico
with Bad Bunny.
This is the annexation of Puerto Rico.
This is the annexation.
Ice box is somewhere in there.
Yeah. See, she didn't know this came out. This news broke before the Bad Bunny Kendall news broke. Because if she would have added that in there, this is 1,000% the annexation of Puerto Rico. If you,
we need the South really American get into branch it. Of this.
That might be the name of Bad Bunny's next album, I feel like.
The annexation of Puerto Rico?
It has to be.
Annexation of the Jenners.
Yeah, if it doesn't work out, if the relationship doesn't work out, he has to name his album Annexation of Puerto Rico.
Jesus. But everyone on this family fuck tree that they have here, like, talk about a collab album that would be incredible. Travis doing all the drums on this would be...
Oh, my God.
It's versatile.
The shot that she took at Travis's protege, I don't know, the MS Mobson. Guy.
Mobson.
She low-key snuck in. She goes, he was... engaged to Avril or dating Avril and then she's like slides in a few weeks ago.
No, but that's why everybody was kind of talking about this, because it was a known thing that she was just engaged a few weeks ago.
That's damn.
So it's like
fast.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I don't know, man. Like how do you feel though if you're engaged to a girl and then a few weeks later she's out in public kissing another guy?
Honestly, why has it got to be all so complicated?
What do you mean?
That's he's trying to make a reference to the record.
Ah, got it. Yeah.
I don't know that record. So next time you make it, next time you make a reference, you make sure I know the damn song.
It's actually a beautiful song.
It's a great song.
It's Avril Lavigne's record?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like her classic one.
Oh, yeah. I love that shit when I'm in Bloomingdale's. When I'm in Bloomingdale's? I love that shit when I need help in Bloomingdale's.
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah, I'm waiting for her to come get me my size, and I'm just standing there tapping my foot.
His head.
Oh, that's a great... great little tune.
And as a DJ, you could then transition into Rack City from that.
There you go. Perfect.
Make it a whole thing.
That's a nasty.
Or what if you put the Rack City acapella on the complicated
word I won't.
Say word I won't.
It doesn't get better. Right. It doesn't get better. That's just a nasty mashup.
A Tyga Avril collab album would be crazy.
No, it would not. Nobody wants that.
Nah, don't do that.
You're lying.
Tyga's first album, I forgot the fucking name of it, but it is really good.
Classic, right?
It's not a classic. But
you don't even know the name of it.
When he was with Gym Class Heroes and shit, like he did rock before.
Oh, Put the Lime in the Coconut?
It was from that album, but nothing was like Lime in the Coconut.
What was that?
Are you talking about Careless World?
No, we're going to find the name of this.
Why does your brain retain like
Because I was in college when those albums and stuff came out, so I remember those pretty vividly. That was like the Well Done series, 1 and 2 were great.
Damn. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
I had some good mixtapes early on.
The only mixtape I remember of Tyga was the song he had with Chris Brown. Wasn't that a mixtape?
Deuces?
Yeah.
Deuces? I think that was on a Chris Brown.
That was a Chris Brown record.
Oh, and Rack City, of course, obviously. Tyga has records, though.
Tyga has hits. Oh, yeah, Tyga keeps
records. We ain't
Careless World. Yeah, I told you.
Macarena.
No Introduction. Sorry, it took me so long. No Introduction has a lot of rock elements to it. Our introduction to Tyga. So maybe he's going back to his roots with Avril.
Judging
by this family tree, there's Travis Barker and the Prodigy. Mm. Like, there's a lot of synergy here.
I know, I get it.
From like a musical standpoint.
Yeah, no, they're doing it for the culture. They're doing it to keep that type of music alive.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, man. I didn't know that Avril was still like around, like hanging out. I
thought
Avril
had chilling. Like kids. Well, she's not dead,
like,
bro.
Yeah.
No, but I thought she had like, she was just like a mom and just picking the kids up from soccer. Like, I didn't know she was still out in Fashion Week in Paris, like
and fucking
looking hot.
I mean, weren't there rumors of her dying?
There was rumors of Avril Lavigne dying.
Wasn't it her and they said there's a doppelganger or was that someone else that I'm thinking of?
Katy Perry died. No, Katy Perry is JonBenet Ramsey.
I'm
dead serious. That's a
that's a thing.
It's a theory, yeah.
JonBenet did not die. She's Katy Perry.
I'm pretty sure.
It's a legitimate conspiracy.
But when you say this is a thing,
Wiki page.
Who's
Avril Lavigne replacement conspiracy theories?
All right, man.
That's
there
nuts.
Are conspiracy theories that she died in 2003, shortly after the release of her successful debut album, and then someone else that looks strikingly like her took
named
her place
Melissa Vandella
and has been living her life since then. That's the rumor.
So who do we think Tyga thinks he's dating? Melissa or Avril?
I don't know. That'll make a fire song, though.
And at what point in the relationship does Melissa tell Tyga that she's not Avril? Who did Complicated?
Avril.
Melissa. Avril. And then she died.
Oh. And then she died.
And so Melissa has no hits.
Boyfriend.
Hey. Melissa brought no slaps to the table? Or
kind of.
So Tyga's dating Melissa Vandella?
He could
Yes.
Be.
Potentially.
But they did this with Paul McCartney, too. He died in a car accident, and there was a new Paul McCartney. That's a legitimate conspiracy theory.
We have too much time.
There's a whole world.
But that was like before the internet.
I had no idea about. And I had no idea that Avril Lavigne was supposedly now a girl named Melissa Vandella.
Yeah. Well, Melissa Vandella is.
Well, Melissa Vandella is supposed to be Avril Lavigne because Avril passed away in 2002 or 2003. And
Fireworks was written by JonBenet Ramsey.
Who was supposed to be Katy Perry.
Yes. Okay. Do the science, man. Like, I can't. Come on.
Yeah,
I could just take you to the well. I can't give you the water if that's a thing. I don't
know. So they're saying that Avril died in 2013.
I can give you the fishing pole, but you got to catch the fish.
I got to reel it in.
You teach a man how to fish rather than give him fish. No,
I get it. I know where you was taking me, Rory. I got it.
Yeah, to the well.
So Avril allegedly died in a snow skiing accident.
Oh, that's tragic.
It is.
Is that because she's Canadian?
She is Canadian.
Did she collab with Sonny Boom?
Wait, what does her being Canadian have to do with her?
No, it's cold.
So it's only cold in Canada?
No, colder, yeah.
Okay, got it. Listen, man, this is why I love coming here talking to you guys. You give me information that I didn't know I needed.
I didn't know this one either.
I don't think you needed it.
This is great.
Has she addressed this or has Melissa addressed this? Like, I really want, like, is there an interview?
I think we could end this if we just put them in the same room.
Ooh.
But they've never been in the same room.
Wait, Melissa or Avril?
Yeah, okay, saying,
can you do me? Well, Avril's dead.
Here's what we
can't put her in the same room.
Julian, can you?
I love how quickly Roy bought in the conspiracy.
Yeah. can you pull up a picture of Melissa Vandella? Like, let's Google Melissa Vandella.
Wait, they said new Avril in parentheses is battling Lyme disease.
Oh no.
Wait, imagine if Melissa died too, and then you have to get a third one.
How many Avril Lavigne's do we have in this world?
I mean, we have a lot of white girls in this world.
But what's crazy about this conspiracy is that, like, Melissa has a last name too. Like, is Melissa really a person? Where is Melissa?
I think Melissa's on the right hand side. Avril, this is 2003.
Oh, Avril Lavigne finally responds to conspiracy theory that says she died. Oh, so Avril, she's addressed this.
Yeah. Well, Melissa. Maybe did. Melissa addressed it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Melissa. Yeah. Avril Lavigne is putting in rooms of conspiracy theories to rest about her supposed death that took place 15 years ago.
Yeah, I don't even know if this is the real mole. Because you know what's kind of crazy? Because your name is spelled Jamil, but your name is more like, what's the real?
Yeah, what the fuck is up with that?
Yeah.
Well, you pronounce my name Jamal.
Like, where's Mill?
Mm. But you spell it J-M-I-L.
The I is silent?
No, it's just that's how you spell it. In the Quran. No, take it up with Allah. You know, don't take it up with me.
Inshallah. Yeah.
Well, thank God Avril did address this by saying, yeah, some people think I'm not the real me, which is so weird.
Mm.
Glad that was cleaned up.
That's
Melissa, bro.
Come on.
That's Melissa.
Come on, Melissa.
That's
what I would say if I was someone's out there. Like, oh, it's so weird.
Come on, y'all. Like, what you talking about, man? This is me.
You ever feel like that, though? Some people think you're not being the real you.
I feel like that every day. I have to sit here and look at your face. Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Because the real me would never sit here.
That's what Berg told me last night.
Now that I think about it, you should have called me. Because I would have loved to sit on the phone and just laugh at that shit.
Because if you started laughing, it would have made it worse. Because he was convinced that if you got on the phone, you'd be cursing me out too.
No, but I would only be laughing because, one, it's like, wait, this is what y'all calling me about? And then number two, I know how pissed Berg was on that phone.
100%.
So that just would have been funny to me. Like, oh shit, like he's totally like really mad about this shit.
I don't understand how Berg can be mad at me and call me a culture vulture when Logic just did an Ice Cube cover.
Oh yeah, man. You know, Logic is our guy. I love Logic, man. I saw the video. He did the Ice Cube record over Today Was a Good Day. Now, when I first clicked on it and I, you know, was listening to it, I was like, what the fuck is this? But I gotta be honest, it had a little groove to it.
It had a what?
It had a little groove to it.
No.
It had a little groove to it.
I'm glad you're saying it because everyone's been killing this, rightfully so. But with my skin complexion, I felt like I shouldn't be the one that comes in and say, hey, man, I kind of bopped my head a few times.
Like, I understand. Listen, I get it. I understand. Like, we did not know we would ever hear It Was a Good Day by Ice Cube in this rendition of it. And I get that. And coming from Logic, I understand how it's just weird. It's just like, I get it.
I never thought he would hit a high F on Mama Made the Breakfast with No Hog.
Yeah.
Hog at the high note. He went falsetto with Hog.
Falsetto with the Hog.
Listen, we could laugh and joke at this all day, but.
No, we definitely can.
Let's be honest, though. It had a little groove to it.
A twang?
It wasn't bad.
Is this a troll? Is Logic just now leaning into everything?
Absolutely. Of course.
Well, why everyone was also pissed off because I think he used the N-word in it. That's where everyone got.
Now, that's a,
I don't think people were very upset. Like, all right, if Logic does that, that's whatever.
That's
Logic,
another. But. That's a whole nother conversation. And here's why this conversation. Here's why that's fucked up. Logic's dad is black.
Mm-hmm.
His mom is white.
I didn't know he was biracial.
He's never mentioned that, though. Yeah. So how do you know?
Yeah, he's biracial.
Is that insider information? He's never spoken
about that. Logic is biracial? Is that Melissa Vanetta or whatever her name is?
Logic is his dad is black.
He's never spoken about that
Prove
before.
It.
No way. Are you dead ass?
Cut it out, man. You're not doing that. His dad is black. His mom is white. It's fucked
he
up
should
that
make
people,
a song about that.
Right. But it's fucked up.
A couple
people,
of them.
It's fucked up that people felt that way about him.
I don't
wanna
be
but it's fucked up that people felt that way about him saying that because it's the same as Drake.
No, it's not.
No, he is not.
It's not the same.
Drake isn't white.
Because Logic looks like me.
Save this part of the
Drake
conversation
doesn't,
for
yeah.
Patreon.
Yeah,
what
save
do you
for
mean?
Patreon.
No, wait. Save this part of the conversation for Patreon. All right, we can save it. But y'all don't do that because it's the same thing. His dad is black. His mom is white.
Done.
I don't care what he...
So can Derek Jeter say the N-word?
We'll save it for Patreon.
All these questions are
for me. All these questions. Save it.
I'm not saying that because that's a better argument.
That's a better argument.
he could say nigga after he hit a home run. Take that, you nigger!
I'm not co-signing this. I'm just saying he's an accomplished athlete. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, he could say Derek.
I'm not participating in this.
Listen, man, you bring a championship to the Bronx, you can say nigga. I don't give a fuck. Say that shit all the way up the Grand Concourse at the parade. I don't give a fuck.
Well, Logic got all of Wu-Tang together without their knowledge.
Patreon.com/Ramon.
Coach man. Face was like, I'm on whose album?
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, let's finish that conversation on Patreon.
Yeah.
Because I want to know why people were so upset at Logic using the N-word.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they're not upset at other artists for using the N-word.
We'll talk about it.
That are mixed biracial.
Drastically
as well.
Different, and we will explain it there.
Yeah, we'll explain it why.
Should we also talk about other biracial people? Tiger? Should we save Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
Who loves white women more, Tiger Woods or Julian?
Julian.
100%.
Definitely Julian.
Okay, that's just objectively not true.
That's a fact.
We might need to put more respect on Tiger's name.
No, we'll save it for Patreon. Fuck it.
Wait, Tiger Woods or Tiger the rapper?
Both. I didn't even do the math right there. You just connected it. You did the whole family tree.
Yeah, I'm here today.
Yeah, Photoshop your face on that chart.
like, does Julian like white women more than Tiger the rapper or Tiger the greatest golfer that ever lived?
Combined?
Both. Yeah.
Oof.
Who loves more white women? Julian or
Tiger? Tiger Woods married like a, what was his ex? She was like from the fucking Swiss mountains.
Sounds like your type.
What you think is exotic.
That's as white as they get.
He's trying to say, she's not white. She's from Switzerland, the whitest place on earth.
Look at her hair.
She's from the Caucasus Mountains.
That's like
specifically.
Getting your kilo from Colombia, like going to the source and getting it uncut.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's how much he's dedicated to the game, that he went to the Swiss mountains and like got his.
I think he met her in the Hamptons.
Ice queen.
I think he met her in the Hamptons. 100%.
Kilo's another white
same on crowd. The golf
I think he met her in the Hamptons. I would think he went to Switzerland. We're gonna find out though.
Tiger was running through the whites. He was going nuts.
Hero.
He should. Why not?
We'll talk more later.
Can Tiger Woods use the N-word?
Hell yes.
Don't look at me. I'm not the deciding factor of who can say the N-word.
Rory, do you give him the pass?
It's not going
to
happen.
I keep trying to catch him slipping. I wait for you to be like, yeah, he can.
I have no idea.
So I can be like, get the fuck out.
Rappers say it. Why can't I say it?
Oh, man. That's some funny shit.
All right. What else is on this list?
You guys want to talk about Metro?
Metro Boomin sold, I saw that he sold part of his catalog, and we were just talking to B. Cox Pause about that.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian said that he would never sell all of his catalog. He said he would sell a percentage of it. So when this came out, I was like, oh, well, maybe, you know, a lot of people are thinking that way. I'm not going to sell all of it, but I'll sell some of it.
Since I need moral lessons from you, I'm going to ask you, am I pocket watching for calling this big cap?
Yeah.
Big cap.
Yeah.
He's pocket watching.
Yeah.
Or his cap.
His eyeballs. Your eyeballs are in Metro's pockets.
Who knows if Metro Boomin even knows that this press release went out with that number. I don't think Metro Boomin got $70 million for his catalog right now.
What do you think?
With the amount of samples, co-producers, everything, kind of what Hit-Boy was saying, it all comes full circle.
Mm-hmm.
In that rap, I don't see his portion of that catalog being worth $70 million right now. At the end of his career, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Mad samples. $70 million from your percentage?
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. I don't know. I just don't know if I'm buying $70
million.
Oh,
I see what you mean. Okay.
Like, I don't even know if it's possible to value that at that.
I don't
his
know.
Percentage. I'm not saying his catalog's not worth $70 million. I'm saying his percentage of it.
Yeah.
I know, I'm pocket watching.
Like, he's not pocketing in $70
million. I can't see it.
I get it.
But I could be a hater. I don't
know. It's like what you said, all the samples, shit like that. Yeah.
I just don't know what he takes from the splits.
What would you think if you were to say, we also don't know how much he sold. Do we know percentage-wise?
I mean, I'm being a hypocrite because I got mad at Charlamagne for talking about what Maul and I should make and what percentage we have. So I'm being a huge hypocrite right now.
I keep bringing that up.
I'm being a huge hypocrite by trying to put a value on it. But I would imagine 10?
Really?
12?
Really?
70 is crazy.
30 is too much too?
Yeah. Unless he literally is like Debo of the splits and they just paid outright with samples and they didn't want back end. Maybe there's a world where that exists. And he's just paying the co-producers just fees. They get no percentage. There is a possibility that could be a thing, but I would say 10. provide. And I think that's amazing. $10 million for your catalog.
Maul, what would you value it at?
Well, he's a black man, so I want him to get $700 million. I think they underpaid him.
See, that's where you fucked up, Rory. Mm. See, look at that.
Rory said they should have taken more from him.
Yeah, you see the white man? Look at the white man over here. Nah, they should have gave him 10. God damn. Nah, man, they should have gave that brother $700 million.
I just feel like Diplo deserves that money.
Damn.
I just hope Scooter Braun gets his cut.
Yeah, like.
What did Scooter get?
Scott Storch?
Yeah.
$500 million.
Yeah. Nah, they should have gave Metro $700 million for his fucking catalog. You fucking right.
It
Metro
does say Boomer. To provide some data, 99 times as a producer, he's been in the Hot 100, two of those being number one singles. So there's a lot of value there, but.
Okay, but what about Mark Ronson?
When did Mark get? When did Mark get on his splits? Either way, shout out to Metro. One of my favorite producers, and he had
best,
a hell of a year.
Best albums of last year as well.
Absolutely.
And I think you should also respond to Hit Boy 2. I'm sorry if I also offended you.
Oh, Metro gonna respond.
Oh yeah,
he gonna get it. He gonna
you're
put
not
some
gonna
bars
be
down.
Nowhere.
Yeah, he gonna put some bars down. Metro gonna put some bars. But that's. But I like that. I like for the producers, the hip hop producers, to
that kind of
rap a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Get your shit off. So this is hip hop, man. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be competitive. And everybody's making money. Everybody's, you know, doing their thing. Like, keep it there, man. Don't turn it into no corny, real beef shit. That shit is corny.
Or what could be funny, like the way Kendrick's Control verse went, all the people that weren't named replied.
Yeah, that was true. A lot of people that had nothing to do with that felt the way about that, and they jumped in. But again, that's what it's supposed to be. It's hip hop. It's competitive.
Like, what if only Jake 1 replies?
Yeah, no, we don't. We hope that doesn't happen. Love Jake.
Jake's one of my favorite producers.
Yeah. But we need everybody that was named. Everybody got to jump in the booth and get their bars off. And then again, I think that we get great music out of that. I think we get everybody's A game. Everybody's gonna start really stepping up, producing hit records and things like that. So yeah, I love it.
I'm with it. Baze is high as a kite.
Yeah,
still.
Man, that's
really
your fault.
Bad. I might have to take her to the vet.
Gave her the whole gummy. You're supposed to give her half, man.
Damn.
You gave her the whole gummy.
I mean,
you know what I mean.
Had to take her there.
She'll thank you though when she gets up tomorrow.
What'd the Lakers do? I know that's your team.
Shout out to Pau Gasol. Pau Gasol's jersey was retired.
He deserves that.
Rightfully so. Number 16 went into the rafters this weekend. Shout out to Pau Gasol on a great career, great legacy, a really good guy. I love him even more off the court now for the way he stepped up with the Bryant family and helped Vanessa raise her kids and just remains a presence in their lives. Mm-hmm. I think that just speaks to the type of person that he was. Love seeing all the videos and clips of him and Kobe together. And Kobe talked about when they retired Powell's jersey that it would be next to his. And of course, the Lakers made right on that, and they put Powell's jersey right next to both of Kobe's jerseys.
Fire.
Yeah.
So I thought that was dope, man. It was touching. Got a little choked up a little bit, man. It's still tough to kind of, deal with the fact that Kobe is no longer with us. Him and his daughter, Gigi, and the rest of the people that lost their lives on that helicopter. But yeah, this is just great for Powell to receive his retirement and for the Lakers to salute him.
Yeah.
He's a legend. He's a Laker legend for sure. Just a basketball legend and a good person, good guy. And shout out to him. Shout out to them. His jersey going into the Laker dynasty.
Speaking of basketball and race relations, did you see the J.J. Redick, Kendrick Perkins clip?
I saw it. And I understand, I understand what Kendrick Perkins was trying to say. I think he said it wrong, but so Kendrick Perkins felt the way that Jokic may be a three consecutive MVP this year. He's going to the voters being, white and kind of like catering to the white player, white athlete. I mean, the only problem I have with that is that the last white MVP was in 2007, I think.
Before that, maybe, I think.
It's 2007. I think it was Dirk in 2007.
Okay.
It was the last white.
I was going to go Mike Bibby, but he might not be white.
But the last person, I think, to win three consecutive MVPs was Larry Bird. If I'm not mistaken, is Larry Bird. But the MVP thing for me, I don't really put much into the MVP of the NBA. I'll tell you why. Because if we're talking about the most valuable player,
Russell
league
Westbrook.
MVP, to me, it would be the one that's the most valuable player in the league. I don't think that Jokic is a three consecutive time most valuable player.
You feel like JJ stuck up for the whites pretty well in this?
Oh, he definitely held down the Caucasus Mountains with this one. Yeah. But
I'm sure he got some Fox News emails like, sir, your delivery is amazing.
Yeah.
You need a gig.
No, I like JJ Redick. I think he's very well spoken. He's he knows what he's talking about for the most part. I just think that what Kendrick, I understand what he was trying to say. It's like Jokic should not win three consecutive, and Kobe Bryant has one league MVP, I think.
I mean, he's been robbed. Like,
But we know Kobe's thing was, you know, the whole rape allegation that hurt his image. He spent a lot of years trying to get his image back after that.
Yep.
If we're gonna say most valuable player, Michael Jordan probably should have won MVP his entire career every year.
Oh, God, all right.
I'm just saying. Who's a more valuable player ever in the NBA than Michael Jordan?
LeBron.
Who's generated more money to the NBA than Michael Jordan?
Oh, relax.
I'm joking. I'm on Michael's side.
No, I'm just saying. Like, if we talk about most valuable player,
yeah.
So that's why you can't. I understand why Jokic is kind of like, yo, come on, this dude is not. You can't just look at the All-Star game. You can't be a three consecutive time MVP and then in the All-Star game draft, you're picked almost last.
It is kind of crazy.
It's like, it is player, crazy, though.
So crazy. Then you're not the most valuable player.
Yeah, exactly.
But league play versus All-Star play is different.
No, it's not. If you're a three consecutive years, you're the league MVP, you're not being picked. I'm not saying you had to be picked first.
Right.
But you're not going to be second. I don't know if LeBron was going to pick him. He got up and walked to LeBron.
Well, wasn't he like the last pick?
No, it was one other person after him. I forgot who it was. Yeah, but he wasn't. It was one other person up there with Jokic. I may have been Jaren Jackson. Maybe. I don't know.
He was at the point where the gym teacher assigns the last few people. Yeah. So they're not like, drafted last. Like, you go to that team, you go to this team.
And it's like he got up and walked to LeBron. Like, I don't know if LeBron was going to pick him.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's my thing. You can't be a three consecutive league MVP. And like I said,
but that's like a popularity contest more so than that's
Jokic
different.
Is not the most popular player in the league.
That's what I'm saying.
So like, either way you're talking about it, no, he should not be a three consecutive.
No, I'm saying MVP. The NBA All-Star game is a popularity contest. It's an opportunity for these guys to play with their friends.
Yeah,
I
but
don't
if
know
you're,
who's really friends
yeah, but
with
listen,
Jokic.
If you're even if it's a popularity contest, if you're a league MVP 3 years consecutively, you're popular, bro.
Statistically, he's leading the NBA again in efficiency.
So you think that
what does that mean?
The All-Star game is like Mean Girls?
No, I'm like kind of playing devil's advocate. But
no,
he's also
man, I understand.
Averaging a
I understand what Kendrick Perkins was saying. I just think his delivery was a little wrong. But I do agree that I don't think Jokic should win MVP 3 years in a row.
And I love that JJ Redick and Kendrick Perkins got Stephen A. Smith to shut up for the first time.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Love
12 years.
Stephen A.
Yeah.
And I love Stephen A.
And, you know,
it was nice for him to be quiet for a second.
Yeah, I will say this, though. Kendrick is going to have to be careful because he could paint himself into a bad corner with this type of. And I'm not saying he's wrong. I agree with what he's saying. Not how he said it. But I do not think that Jokic should be league MVP three times. Not consecutive. No fucking way.
Yeah, that's wild.
I get it.
No way. Rory, I don't know if you noticed, but on our Patreon this week, we discussed a lot.
I don't have the login to our Patreon.
Yeah,
so.
Neither do I.
Oh, shit, sorry.
We discussed everything. We discussed STDs, dating while you're broke, if you should even be dating while you're broke. Mm. We talked about the whole Ja Morant situation.
Yeah, I think I got a little too passionate on my Ja Morant
thing. Just a little bit. It's cool. It's good to be passionate, though. It's good to have that passion sometimes.
It's, you know, just selective outrage.
Listen.
Check out.
Fighting Irish.
Copywriting.
So check out our Patreon this week, patreon.com/newRoryNMall.
Also on YouTube, we have our vlog with Inked, which is available right now. We went and got tattoos. I picked N's tattoo.
Yeah.
And he picked mine.
Yeah, baby.
And we didn't know what we were getting tattooed on our bodies. So
it was a fun time.
I chose mine.
Only you could choose what you got, Julian. Only you. Right. Check out our YouTube. Check out our Patreon. What you got going on for the rest of the week, man?
Just, you know, getting ready for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, man. We hanging out? We hitting the bars?
We can. We definitely can.
How many car bombs are you going to throw back?
Cobs.
Are we going to Boston for this?
We should.
Yeah, no. Wait, hold on. Time out. You know, next Friday is St. Patrick's, right?
Yeah, I mean,
this Friday, this is coming out.
I'm still preparing.
Oh, like, okay. Sorry, my bad.
It takes
my
a
bad.
Week
just making sure
to prepare for St. Patrick's Day.
Rory's multivitamin for next week is it Guinness in the morning?
All Rory's Guinness doing is drinking water and Guinness all week.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when they did the before the Mayweather fights. It's not first 48. What's the other shit? 24 hours. I'm doing that for a week first to prepare. 48.
Was it 20? What was the name of that shit? I feel like it was.
It might have been the first 48.
It was. It was something close to that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my preparation for a week before St. Patrick's Day.
It's your version of Maul's juice cleanse.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. But yeah. Also, what's today? Thursday?
Yes.
Yeah.
So also today, Emotional Oranges, Brooklyn
hey.
Steel.
Shout out to Emotional Oranges.
Yeah, that's tonight.
Yeah, we'll be in there going crazy.
Gotta go ham. Gotta go ham at EO. Scream. We gotta yell EO together. And you
my brother will be here.
I'm not sure if they kept my vlog that goes up there.
No. Damn, that shit was
fun. Oh, they do. A friend of mine who was at the show in DC, and she sent me a photo, and she goes, "That's your podcast guy, right?" And
that's your podcast guy.
I'm Julian's plus one.
Yeah. You didn't know that.
She was at the show of the group I manage.
She doesn't know that. She doesn't know the.
Yeah, you're still his
well,
plus
tell
one.
Her she got to tune in and subscribe to Patreon.
I said, I told her, I was like, I said,
subscribe to Patreon, damn it.
I mean, 10 bucks.
Yeah.
Or bitch. 20 or
but
5.
Yeah, you're still,
damn.
You're still on
I didn't. No, I was talking about.
No, I'll send it
someone
this
else.
Clip. I'll send it this clip. Yeah, you were talking about Will.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sure.
Well, we'll be at Emotional Oranges tonight at Brooklyn Steel.
Mm-hmm.
Yelling EO to the top of our lungs, going crazy. Shout out to Emotional Oranges. If you don't have your ticket, is it sold out?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Look at that.
Come on. It's us.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Duh. Yeah.
Come on.
I'll see if I can get you on the list.
Yeah, please. Try to do something, man. Talk to somebody. Give me a name.
Talk to the promoter.
Yeah, please. I'm just chilling the rest of this week. I am out of town this weekend, though. But other than I'll be right back, though.
Cancun?
No, I wish.
Turks?
God, I wish. I wish it was
big Turks vibes.
I wish. Not going to Mexico anytime soon. They kidnapping people, all kind of shit. I'm
oh,
cool.
Yeah. That's all.
Taking the Jenners.
Yeah, that was sad. That story was sad. I don't know what that's about, but that
oh,
was.
Oh, wait. I didn't know you were talking about. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that. No, see?
A serious topic happened.
Yeah, no, a serious topic. People were killed, Rory.
Damn,
people
Rory.
People were killed in Mexico.
Don't do that because I was on my way to the airport when that shooting happened in the Mexico City plane.
Now we have to worry about Rory.
Yeah, like you have to
look
think about
Rory
my trauma.
Rory
making it about
him.
My
yeah.
trauma.
Yeah, putting the white himself. Man above his. Yeah, putting himself in front of others. Like, yeah. Don't do that.
That
you
one time
die.
The TSA lady wouldn't let me through.
Oh my God. He went crazy. He may have called the embassy behind that. I paid to have this, so I wouldn't have to wait in line,
pesos.
And they stopped me.
But, I mean, I wasn't shot, so today was a good day.
Oh my God.
Listen, man, on that note, we'll talk to y'all soon. Y'all be safe. Have a blessed weekend. I'm that nigga. He's just Ginger.
Do you think Logic fucked around and got a triple double ever?
No worries, man.